Hello, I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist, and every week I write a newsletter all about radio and international trends and all of that. And this is September the 11th, and I write about radio's multi-platform radio figures from Australasia. Radio's multi-platform radio figures. That's a good amount of use of the word radio there. Excellent. Good start. Just before I begin, just let me acknowledge it's a bit complicated at the moment. I'm a British citizen. I live elsewhere in the Commonwealth. There's all kinds of news going on at the moment. Keep calm and carry on, said the famous poster, and that's what I'm going to do today. So I've just come back from a good week at Radio Days Asia in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. It's a good event this time around. It had an afternoon of podcasting alongside the usual radio stuff, and I did an awful lot of podcasting there alongside the usual radio stuff. I also, and in fact I often, perk up. This is non-edited, by the way. Did you know that? Yes. I often perk up when I see numbers being shared, and the event shared an awful lot. June Pang from radio measurement company GFK shared overall radio consumption from Malaysia, or to be strictly accurate, Peninsular Malaysia. And Malaysia's radio audience is really high. 96% of the population listen every single week. In the graphs that June Pang showed, you can see there was a bit of a dip during the pandemic, which we're not really completely out of course, but radio consumption now appears to be as high as it was in the last wave done before the pandemic at 96%. It was 97%. But you can see the effect of the pandemic in the location data. There was an interesting dip in terms of in-car listening. It's back to where it was. And a jump in terms of at-home listening, although that is continuing to go up, which is interesting. There's no such thing as DAB Plus in Malaysia, but they did have a bunch of multiple platform figures. What did they say? 91% listen through FM, 24% listen through the TV, 24%. 18% listen through their mobile phone, and 5% listen on their computer or tablet. The 24% listening through the TV is interesting. I'm told that the majority of that is through Astro. The company owns and operates a number of radio stations, but also their own satellite TV platform. And apparently, if you're not an Astro radio station, you're not on. But the number also includes listening via other services as well. Last time I was in Malaysia, there were also a number of radio stations who were also rebroadcast on the TV at breakfast time. So it might include that too, although I didn't actually turn the TV on at all during my stay in KL this time. I'm not quite sure why, actually, to be honest. I also felt it was interesting having a look at the time of day listening, and there's very clearly more listening through the day now than there was in the middle of the pandemic, less listening at breakfast and PM drive, which is kind of quite different to the rest of the world. So that's interesting seeing. And there's also some fascinating zigzag patterns, which I don't understand, which you will see in the email version of this newsletter, which you'll find at james.crid.land. I also shared, or rather June Pang also shared, platform listening figures for Australia, which show DAB Plus still being higher than the internet, but internet's quite close in terms of reach, and in New Zealand as well, where digital, which is probably online or via the TV, because there's no DAB Plus there, is quite high in terms of reach as well. All fascinating figures. And it shows that even in non-DAB countries, radio is multi-platform still. Now, here's a thing that you should be at, Podcast Day 24. It's on the 4th of October. There are events in London, New York and Sydney. I'm moderating the one in Sydney, but you get to watch the rest on demand too. I've got a discount code for you if you would like a decent discount to go there. Podcastday24.com is where to buy them. And the discount code is P24PartnerZ1. That works, doesn't it, for a podcast? P24PartnerZ1. If you type that in, or indeed just go to the website and go to my website, and you'll find that, james.crid.land. Hopefully I will see you in Sydney on the 4th of October, which I know is the day after Labor Day. And I'm sorry about that, but I can't do anything about that. Now, talking about podcasts, also speaking in KL was the BBC's Global News podcast, one of the largest podcasts in Asia. And really unusually, the BBC shared their daily podcast download numbers for it. Not just daily podcast download numbers, but also unique users as well. You can see some fascinating stuff there. There's also the show's audience profile and a comparison to other podcasts from World Service English. The download figures particularly were fascinating to see. They peaked at 7 million downloads per episode during the start of the Ukrainian war. Fascinating to end up seeing. And it was really good that they shared those. Now, Fred Jacobs is a bad man. He has published a story which uses a Lazy Buggles headline. What's the Lazy Buggles headline? He says, "Clicking through video helped the podcasting star. Stop it, Fred. Stop it." I suspect that he's deliberately titling his blog post about video podcasts that way so that I link to it, so that I can say something about a Lazy Buggles headline, but I'm not going to fall for it. Also, Amazon's radio-like thing, Amp, now has a web player. No downloads, no logins means that anybody can listen, albeit you can only listen to the top 10 most popular shows. An interesting fact that they haven't bothered making an Android app for their Amp radio-like thing yet. So if you want to listen, then really either you use this web player thing now or you use an iOS app, which seems dim in the high degree, but still, what do I know? ABC Radio National is a curious listen, sometimes unkindly talked about by me mainly, as Australia's equivalent of BBC Radio 4, but without the audience. It's got audience figures which, frankly, are less kind to the network than even that. Worthwhile having a peek. I've got my own thoughts about what RN should be doing, but possibly not here. And anyway, I'm not a radio programmer, so you don't want to be listening to me for that. I've been watching a bit of Talk TV during the last few days, and when I tuned in, they'd dropped the big radio microphones. They appeared to be using lapel mics like normal TV. Turns out that they're broadcasting from Piers Morgan's studio for a bit, which is quite clever. I wonder how long they'll be doing that, possibly for quite some time. About all of that, James O'Brien, not that one, but the one who works for the ABC, has written about the ABC's planning for the Queen's death, and also writing about his pride in a collection of archive material from the broadcaster looking back at her life. And I link to the Washington Post, which has taken an interest in UK radio's obituary procedure as well. Thank you to Richard Hilton, to James Masterton, and to Brun Audio Consulting for your ongoing support of this newsletter and podcast. I'm very grateful to you. If you'd like to support my work in any way, I would love that. You can buy me a coffee. Become a member to give regularly, or just give a one-off coffee or five if you like. You want to be going to buymeacoffee.com/JamesCritland. And you can do that, and that would be super kind of you. My professional website has more detail about who I am, what I do, and whether I can help you further. That's at james.critland.net. And if you like this podcast, but you would like the newsletter version of it, so you can, you know, understand all of those numbers that I gave in a blizzard earlier on in this podcast, then that's cool too. james.crid.land is the place to go and get that. That's james.crid.land. And until next time, keep listening.